What's going on, everybody? CanYouRelatePodcast.com. You're listening to this. Be active. Subscribe to my website, okay? Also, for my iPhone users, Mac users, follow the link from my website on over to iTunes. Subscribe there as well, okay? I appreciate the love. I appreciate all the love, man. I can't tell you. It's an incredible feeling. You know, that's how I just come on here. I don't really have an introduction. I can come on here however. Opera, I might, you know, hit you with some opera. I may hit you with some lyrics. I may hit you with a quote. I may hit you with whatever. You know, beatboxing, but I have those options. I just firmly believe that that is the end result. Being able to have options. And, you know, the way of life now, options are not presented to us. It's up to us to create those options for ourselves. But anyway, I'm feeling good, man. I hope you guys are being productive. If you've heard this, if you're listening to this at night, I hope your day was all about production. And I'm not talking assembly line production, all right? I'm like, yeah, I do production. I work on it. No. I'm talking about positive production, good production, making a difference, okay? Not working the job and, you know, you stand up at the... I was working in the assembly line. I was working on the assembly line in a production plant, and it was all about production, right? So all day I would just look up at the board to see what Ford is doing, and Ford dictated what we did. Whether we went home early, if they say, okay, we're tired of producing, we'll let you guys go home too, so you can go home. Or if they said, okay, we're going to have Saturday off, and then they Friday, they say, no, we're coming in Saturday. Okay, so you have to get up and go in too, man. No options, right? Like, you just, that's just what you got to deal with. No options. Someone else controls your day. Sucks. Suck. But anyway, man, like I said, I feel great. I just got back from the gym. And, you know, I tell you guys all the time that I'm observing, so I pay attention. And, oh, my God, I can't. It was a photo shoot. Seriously, it was a photo shoot going on in the gym. And, I mean, just selfie after selfie, group picture after group picture, standing in the mirror, taking a picture. And it got me thinking, like, okay, what is this about? What has the world come to? What have we become? Seeking confirmation. It's simple. We are seeking confirmation. Well, I won't categorize everyone. I would say people. Some people are seeking confirmation in all the wrong places. Now, you're taking that picture in the gym. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with taking a picture, right? Love yourself, of course. But some of us are taking pictures because we need that confirmation from others. We need confirmation from those likes. We need confirmation from those comments. That dictates our day. You know, it makes some of us feel amazing. Oh, my God, I got 100 likes. I got 50 comments. I got 2 shares. People tagged other people in my pictures. It's, you know, the Instagram models, man. You know, that's why the plastic surgery business is booming. If you're a plastic surgeon, I can only imagine how much money you are making in this day and age. You are outperforming, you know, doctors that perform surgery on the heart, on the brain. You're outworking them. I'm certain that the time that we live in, that heart surgeons are not making more money than plastic surgeons. Guaranteed. But that's the world we live in today. People are seeking confirmation and they're willing to do whatever to receive it. You know, I just firmly believe that that's wrong. The point of you being in the gym and working out is not for the amount of likes that you receive. It's so you can run around out there with your kids, so you can be active with them. If your kids play sports, you can actively work out with them. It makes them feel better. So you can go up and down the stairs. You know, that's the confirmation that I feel is important. So you don't wake up in the morning and take a bunch of I didn't take care of myself medication. That's the confirmation that you should look for. Not the amount of likes you receive, the amount of likes you get, or the amount of shares you get, that dictate people's day. Think about it. A lot of us, if you're listening to this, you're on Facebook. There are those people that change their profile picture. They go back and forth, right? Back and forth, back and forth. They always go back to that picture that got them 100 likes. Always. Even if it was 10 years ago, they go back to it. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You see people, they put up a picture on Instagram, and if about a certain amount of time, if they haven't received a certain amount of likes, they take it down. Delusional, right? Am I lying, man? I am not lying. This is factual. Just pay attention. Oh, damn, this picture been up an hour. I got 10 likes, not enough. Got to get it down immediately. Okay, or they don't post the things that they're really about. You know, they're not being true to them, their true self. So, you know, instead of, if you're an avid reader, you know, it's not cool to post books of you reading, but you damn sure will post a picture of you, you know, wearing that tight dress or with your shirt off. And again, love yourself, but there's a thin line between looking for confirmation from others and just simply admiring yourself. Admiring yourself. That person that flips that profile picture back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, they're not admiring themselves. They're looking for confirmation. I truly believe that. Again, another example on Facebook, you look at someone, you know, people have their Instagram and Facebook account linked. So whatever they post on Facebook, they post on Instagram. It's an automatic deal. Some of you don't have it like that. Some of you post that picture, you do a test run. Right now, imagine if you were doing a test run for your own business. But you would do a test run with some selfies. You put together a picture collage, all the time and effort that it takes to do that. You put that together. You put it on Facebook. Boom. It gets you 100 likes. You like, oh, man, I feel good. You're dancing. You know, you got a little bounce in your step. And you like, oh, this, let me continue. Let me shoot it on over to IG. That is the world we live in today. My confirmation for me going to the gym is not so I can post a picture and put it up and receive likes and then give you this long caption about how I love myself. My confirmation is so I can get out there, run around with my kids. I pray that I see the day when I can run around with my grandkids, go ride bikes with them, run down the block. You know, I don't know what games they'll be playing by then, you know, but I want to be a part of it. I definitely want to be a part of it. I don't want to wake up in the morning and take a bunch of I didn't take care of myself medication. That's just not what I want. The confirmation for me would be avoiding that. The confirmation for me is when my daughter plays travel softball and she plays in 100 degree heat. When I see her outlasting kids, they're exhausted and she's still pushing. That's confirmation for me, because I know that we both, not just, I'm not going to ask her to do anything that I can't physically do myself. The confirmation is that we both are progressing. We're getting better. That's the confirmation, man. Not the amount of likes. I mean, oh my God. I see people arguing back and forth, especially women. Okay. Let me just be honest. This is a woman type deal. Arguing back and forth. And the rebuttal to someone would be, who are you? You post pictures, no one like them. You make statuses, no one likes it. And I'm just like, I'm baffled. Like, are you kidding me? How sad, how delusional are we if we think that is what matters? If we think that is what matters today, whether you post a picture or not, and the amount of likes you receive from it. Sad. Very sad. And that's why people are poor. The mindset, man, it starts and it ends there. If you're walking through life and your purpose is to receive a certain amount of likes every time you post a picture, or your goal is to make sure you get the perfect picture so you can hashtag no filter, then I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. Life is bigger than that, man. It is huge. And we just pursuing the wrong things. Oh my God, are we pursuing the wrong things? Post that, post the first 50 selfies you took before you got the right one, right? Post that one if you love yourself, because it don't matter if you got a bun, a scarf on your head, a bun on your head, you got on some, I don't know, holy basketball shorts. Post that if you love yourself. Don't let someone else's perception of you become your reality. And that's real. And, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm being insensitive when I say, you know, I don't want to take a bunch of I didn't take care of myself medication. It's real, though. It's very real. Hey, be responsible for your own actions or lack thereof. Be responsible for that. And so that's what I just wanted to wrap with you guys about, man. Confirmation. Pursue the right things. Don't worry about what others may do for you or how they make you feel. They shouldn't be able to dictate your day. Don't be weak. Do not be weak. You have to have thick skin. Trust me. And so, man, I just want to end with that. Look for the right confirmation from your children, from yourself. I don't know a lot, but I'm almost certain that when your judgment day comes, God is not going to tally up the amount of likes and shares you receive and say, okay, you hit the mark. I'm going to let you in. I'm almost certain it is not going to go that way. And if I'm wrong, then so be it. But I'm willing to bet my life on that one. Yo, thank you guys for listening to me, man. Stay positive. Stay productive. All right. Keep believing in whatever it is that you want to achieve. Keep listening to me. Spread the word. All right. Be safe out there. One love.